The polls were largely right, except in quirky Vermont. By Nick Gilbertson on March 6, 2024. Republican presidential primary polls were mainly on target for Super Tuesday. Aside from in Vermont, where former Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley pulled out a surprise upset. In some states, inaccurate estimations of margin size were also made. Still, the pollsters got things right in the swath of states that voted in Republican contests on Tuesday. Alabama. With 95% of the vote reported in Alabama Wednesday afternoon, the New York Times' election results showed Trump led Haley, who suspended her campaign Wednesday, at roughly 83% to 13%, a 70-point margin. A Morning Consult survey, the last Alabama poll conducted before the primary, had Trump leading 87% to 12%, a 75-point margin. That survey, which was part of a broader Morning Consult Super Tuesday poll project that will be cited throughout this article, polled 208 registered voters in each state between January 23 and February 5. The margin of error is plus or minus 3 to 7%, as Breitbart News's John Nolte previously noted. That poll was pretty accurate, as well, in North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas, and while much of the result is still to be processed in California, it looks to be on point there. North Carolina. The poll showed Trump leading Haley 77% to 23% in Tar Heel State, and the 45th president won by very similar numbers. The New York Times' election results show Trump at 74% to Haley's 23% as of Wednesday afternoon, with less than 5% of the vote remaining. A High Point University poll, published on March 1, was also pretty accurate. The poll of 394 likely GOP primary voters from February 16 to 23 put Trump at 69% and Haley at 24%. Oklahoma. With more than 95% of the vote tabulated, Trump won 82% of the vote while 16% backed Haley, a 66-point margin, according to the Times. Morning Consult's poll was similar to the actual results but showed a slightly larger margin between the candidates. It had Trump at 88% and Haley at 11%. Morning Consult did the lone polling in Oklahoma, according to 538's aggregation. Tennessee. Trump had 77% of support in Tennessee, with 95% of the vote reported, beating Haley, who sat at 20%, by some 57 points. Morning Consult had Trump up 81% to Haley's 18%, a 63-point margin, which was very close to the actual result. That was the only GOP primary poll out of Tennessee that focused just on a Haley versus Trump head-to-head, according to 538. Texas. Morning Consult had Trump leading in Texas by a 69-point margin in February. As of Wednesday afternoon, with 93% of the state's vote accounted for, Trump led by 61 points with 78% to Haley's 17%, the Times showed. A University of Texas at Tyler Center for Opinion Research poll seemed nearly dead on with its last poll of 522 likely voters from February 16 to 26. That poll had Trump leading Haley 75% to 17% with a plus or minus 4.8% margin of error. California. In California, Trump won 78.6% of the vote to Haley's 17.9%, though only 49% of the total has been tabulated, per the Times. If the trend holds up, Morning Consult will have been very accurate in the Golden State. Its Super Tuesday poll found Trump leading Haley 83% to 16%. Virginia. With more than 95% of the vote tabulated, Trump led Haley 63% to 35% in Virginia, according to the Times. While Trump's 28-point margin is impressive, it was less than the 59% lead indicated in the Morning Consult poll that had him up 78% to 19% on the former governor. A Roanoke College poll, which sampled likely GOP primary voters from February 11 to 19, found that Trump led by a much thinner margin of 51% to 43%. The results ended up somewhere in the middle of these surveys, though both pollsters accurately predicted Trump's win. Massachusetts. Trump led Haley by 23 points in Massachusetts Wednesday morning, with 91% of the vote accounted for, registering at 60% and 37%, respectively, per The Times. The Morning Consult poll showed Trump ahead by a wider 41-point margin in the blue state at 69% to Haley's 28%. A Suffolk University poll conducted February 2 to 5 among 287 likely voters was more accurate. That survey found Trump leading 55% to 38%. The margin of error was plus or minus 5.8%. Maine. As of Wednesday morning, Trump was 47 points ahead of Haley in Maine at 73% to 26% when 92% of the vote was reported. A University of New Hampshire, UNH, Survey Center poll, conducted February 15 to 19, had Trump earning 77% of the vote and Haley garnering 19%, a 58-point difference, not too far off from Trump's actual margin. The poll sampled 267 likely GOP voters, and the margin of error was plus or minus 6%. A Penn Atlantic research poll taken February 6 to 14 had Trump leading Haley by 42 points, a closer margin than UNH had forecasted. Minnesota. The lone Minnesota poll relevant to the contours of a Trump v. Haley landscape, conducted by SurveyUSA and sponsored by KSTP, Call, and Vio, showed Trump beating Haley by 64 points, 79% to 14%. This was not quite as accurate as some of the other polling in other Super Tuesday states. Trump still blew out Haley, but it was by 40 points. He was ahead Wednesday with 69% to her 29%, with 95% reported. Vermont. Then there is Vermont, the lone state Haley won throughout her quixotic campaign. Haley led 50% to 46%, with nearly all votes tabulated Wednesday. The only Trump-Haley poll out of the Green Mountain State, conducted by the University of New Hampshire February 15 to 19, had Trump trouncing Haley 61% to 31%. That inaccurate poll sampled 309 likely voters with a plus or minus 5.6% margin of error. Notably, Vermont has open primaries, meaning constituents can vote in whichever primary they choose. In other words, liberals can vote in Republican primaries and conservatives can vote in Democrat primaries. According to 538's data, there were no relevant Trump versus Haley head-to-head polls for GOP nominating contests in Utah, Alaska, Arkansas, or Colorado, the four other GOP Super Tuesday states.